the hour. It's Friday on the radio, and I'm Doug Steffen here saying hi to the folks in Texas, people in Wisconsin. Hi, Eau Claire. I like that station. Like those people. How do you do? We're here to discuss what's going on. What a concept. We'll bring you the facts, maybe a few opinions. Jennifer rolled in a little bit late last night from some. But can you imagine what gall she has? Doing things for her other job, and it keeps her up late so she can't be here. She'll wonder. I'm sure she'll be here sooner or later. After all, look at the time. It's time for everybody on the West Coast to be up. Kenny, you and I are up, and it's, after 3 in the morning on the West Coast. We're here. If you're on the West Coast waking up to a lot of rain, sprinkles become big drops, and lots of rain moving into the southern part of California today and tomorrow. Yesterday we had some good rain. It's good because the drought requires that we feed it, quench its thirst. I live on the Los Angeles River. Right behind me is a big concrete substance. A big concrete, I guess it is. Is it substance? It's substantive because it keeps the houses in the canal. We call this Santa Monica Canyon because the water is coming down from obviously higher places and out to the sea. And so in this circumstance, with all the rain, there's lots of water. It's kind of cool. Nice to have it. All right, so let's see here. Friday the 28th of February, people are excited about the Oscars this weekend. I think it's pretty interesting report in the Hollywood Reporter. That's probably, I shouldn't have used that term, right? I shouldn't have said a report from the Hollywood. That's redundant. There's a story in the Hollywood Reporter. Apparently, somebody got interviewed. There are always people, no matter what the media, they want to spoil the game. They want to spoil the fun. They want to put their own spin on it, if you will. So somebody at the Hollywood Reporter found an Oscar voter who anonymously revealed how he voted and why he voted the way he voted. So the article says this guy chose American Hustle as the best picture. He explained to the reporter what he thought about the film Her, saying it interested me because of my complete ignorance of everything in the film. It was like sitting through a class that I wasn't necessarily enjoying, but I knew it was good for me. He had harsher things to say about some of the best actress nominees, describing Sandra Bullock as the weak link, adding she's okay in Gravity. This fellow also called Meryl Streep's work in August, Osage County a bottom drawer performance. Had even worse things to say about Julia Roberts. His quote was, she was horrendous. So why even get into this? What do people prove by what's... It's so frustrating. It really is. It's damnable. Why do we have to tear everything apart? Okay. So American Hustle, maybe it's not the most uplifting movie you're ever going to see. Certainly it's not Shirley Temple. The film Her, it was a strange movie. I saw it. And Joaquin Phoenix, he's a weird dude. And the film is weird. Interesting story. But it's weird. As far as a commercial movie, there aren't many more successful movies this year than Gravity. And don't many of us think many more of these commercially successful movies belong in the Oscars? So it made $700 million. The announcement was made, I think yesterday we were talking about this, that a check went to the star of that movie, Sandra Bullock, for $50 million this week, in addition to the $20 million she was paid up front, because she gets 15% of the back end. So far, the movie's taken in $700 million, and probably by the time it's done, television being played elsewhere, another $700 million go into the... I don't think you can do a... How do you do a... sequel to that show, though, you know, huh, Kenny? It's not much story left to tell after that. But why rip it all apart? So it's good. The people seeing these movies have voted with their preferences by paying for a movie ticket. I don't get it. All right, but anyway, here's the poll today at DougSteffen.com for those of you who are interested on the up and up side of this, the Academy Award Show Sunday. Which movie is your pick for the best picture? A, American Hustle. B, Captain Phillips. C, Dallas Buyers Club. D, Gravity. E, Her. F, Nebraska. G, Philomena. H, 12 Years a Slave. I, The Wolf of Wall Street. J, I haven't seen any of these movies. It would, for me, be a toss-up between 12 Years a Slave and Philomena, frankly. I have not seen Captain Phillips. Want to see? What about you, Kenny?
I haven't seen any of them.
Ah, so he'd be the perfect one to vote then.
Yeah.
According to the guy interviewed by the Hollywood Reporter. All right, let's move on.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2. There you go. Man, you talk about a waste of time.
Woof.
I did see that, and it was a waste of time. But that's me. And my preference is different than yours. Help yourself, dear. Whatever you prefer, whatever you think, it's okay. A lot of people this week talking about the budget cuts in the military. We've had a moment or two on that ourselves. Here's host Jeremy Lawrence. We'll pick his mind. Roger Taylor working with him. They talk about the proposed budget cuts from the Defense Department, and this is sort of a little clip from their program.
The Defense Department, they're looking at some budget cuts. And Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel came along with some cuts that were a bit on the controversial side for some people. Basically, from what the reductions we're hearing at this point, making the Army the smallest size it's been since before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of it. They talked about some base closings and things like that. NBC News saying that among the winners and losers, the winners are companies and communities that work around the big defense programs, where they're building planes and tanks and things like that. Losers, companies and communities around military bases, especially those that might face closure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can remember the last time we went through one of these major military base closure things. It wasn't fun to watch how that all turned out and watch, okay, no, keep my base open for this reason and that, but close that one over there. And, you know, I guess you quickly see who in Congress has power at this point.
Well, and we should, I think, make a point that this is being driven by the sequestration process that Democrats and Republicans agreed to. Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, didn't get up one morning on a whim and decide we're going to cut Pentagon spending. He's being forced into this by the sequestration, not necessarily his choice. And I don't think anybody thought the sequestration was going to take effect. And now that it is, it's shocking some people. And the other thing, there is always a downsizing of the military following a war. We downsized the military after World War II, after the Korean War, after the Vietnam War. And so downsizing militaries at the end of wars, in this case, is a procedure that happens, even if it wasn't for the sequestration.
All right, you have trouble with all of this? Opportunity for you and others to yak about it at 888-302-3684. In fact, we'll have sort of a montage of talk radio callers on this issue in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house,
fans
rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
March right around the corner, and this March we're making our own championship run. Blue cheese and prime rib wrap and classic pepperoni pockets. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. Let's get this talk radio caller review, what people are saying collectively about the proposed cuts to the military.
First, I know that the country's in dire straits with budget cuts, and the government is trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do with handling our budgets. But I don't feel that cutting our personnel down, to our military personnel down, is going to solve any great issue. We need them. We have always needed them. They've always been there for us, and I think that that should be a separate issue.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, these cuts. You know, it's not about the number of personnel we have in defense, but it's really about using the technologies we have more. We need to be looking at deploying our forces in areas where we get, you know, the most ROI. You know, why don't we deploy our forces in South America and Mexico, places where we can fight this drug war? That would give us a much better return on our investment. And focus technologies where we can use not boots on the ground, but eyes in the sky to protect our country abroad.
I really have a major problem with our government and the waste that they spend in all different areas. There should never be a debate about our military budget, and the idea that they're going to cut the commissaries is just, to me, it's outrageous. I voted for President Obama in 2008. He promised no earmarks, no pork, no lobbyist in his White House. And that is all we have seen. Every time the first military bill that was passed had 9,000 earmarks attached to it from all these other senators and whoever gets their fingers in the pie. And I think that if a bill should be passed, it should be passed on its own merit with no pork, no earmarks. The money that is wasted by these people who think they're doing something, grabbing money and taking it, and our country is in just a horrible, horrible mess.
All right, madam. Thank you for that uplifting overview of the situation. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There is truth, many flashes and golden crowns. There's truth, little time.
Jennifer's enjoying this music. This is he, Jake Bugg, singing Me and You last night on American Idol. This is the first time I've sort of sat up in my chair listening to anything that came out of American Idol for quite a while. Let me think. Do you like this or not, Kenny?
He's okay. It's not my kind of thing.
No. Yeah, no, it's not everybody's kind of thing, but it's different. Michael, crank it up, will you? Some people find appealing. And I'm one of those people. I have funny tapes of my stuff. This kind of catches me, actually. Those are chapping. Body's moving. His approach is unique. Me and you, Jake Bug from American Idol. Let's finish it off, Michael. Okay, nice end. 25 after. All right, let's see here. Late night show comedy. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers in the focus here as we look for a smile.
Sunday night's Oscars, this is the first, will be the first time the ceremony is streamed live online.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. No, it's perfect for anyone who's ever watched the Oscars and thought, this would be great if only there were more buffering. The very first Academy Awards ceremony lasted 15 minutes. It's a fun fact, yeah. And thanks to the fast-forward button on my DVR, so will this year's.
And this week, President Obama told his supporters that they are doing God's work by helping promote Obamacare. Then God said, hey, look, I'm flattered, but Obamacare, that's all you, man. I have nothing. I want anything to do with that mess. I couldn't even log in. I don't know what's happening.
Well, Paula Deen, poor Paula Deen, is in trouble again. Yeah. In a new interview with People magazine, Paula Deen says, I feel like the words embattled or disgraced will always follow my name. It's like that black football player who recently came out. Well, it might not be a fair comparison, but at least this time she used the word black.
All right. Wendy Williams on her program yesterday answered an audience member's question about dealing with a coworker who wears way too much cologne.
So I have a coworker, and his cologne is beyond excessive.
Oh, you have one of those too?
Yeah. And I mean, to the point where we have to blow fans, light candles in the office, anything to get rid of the stench. So I was wondering if you could give me some advice on how to delicately broach the topic that you need to tone down.
Well, speaking from personal experience, and he knows who he is, and so is my after show family. I would say to compliment him that, you know, it's nice that he wears cologne, but it's really a lot. It's loud. I've told my guy, he knows, and he still sprays it. How about if you don't like this, if you think it's a stench, why don't you buy him one, a nice cologne for holiday or something like that? All of you all pull together. I mean, it's really hard to invade people's personal space in terms of them wanting to smell good or, you know, it does become offensive, you know, but my guy is still my guy and maybe, and still sprays and bathes in it anyway. And so, but nothing beats a try but trying.
Okay.
So try.
Dun, 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 dun. What is the chorus of My Guy? Maybe is appropriate here. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, which party has the better strategy and argument for the 2014 election?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Who is in better position for these fall elections? Republicans running against Obamacare or Democrats running against the do-nothing Congress and for the slogan, give American workers a raise?
Do people want more government and more benefits in their lives? If so, then Democrats are probably going to do better. Is there a growing sense that, you know what, we need government out of our lives more? And yes, probably the biggest litmus test for that may be Obamacare.
You could have an anti-incumbent election rather than an anti-democratic election, although history would say that the Democrats are going to be hurt here. A lot of this is going to depend on the condition of the economy come September. That's about when it settles into people's minds. Are we actually going to be creating jobs? Are people going to have the feeling finally that we're moving in the right direction?
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Shall we? Jamming in your jammies. You're still in that position. Wake up, rise, and shine. Time 33 after the hour. The Doug Steffen blog on the air. I suppose we could call this an on-air blog, right, Kenny? It's an on-air blog. 888-302-3684. Speaking of blogging, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. So what are some of the issues? Let's go around the sort of virtual room here, Kenny, and get a taste of what people are talking about, friends of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and what's on your mind.
Well, let's see. A couple people weighing in. We were talking about the Oscars earlier.
Yes.
And we asked what your pick is for the best picture. Jay says 10 Years a Slave. I thought it was 12 Years a Slave.
It is 12 Years a Slave.
So maybe he missed the very end.
That's right.
Tim said Philomena,
mm-hmm.
And Alan
was the 2 hour pick.
And Alan says, like most people, I haven't seen any of the films nominated.
Mm. So what does that say about the film industry? Is that because he's waiting to watch it on Netflix? I was talking to somebody last night who doesn't ever watch anything in real time. Says he gets all of it. You can apparently cheat and download some stuff without paying for it. It's actually in the theaters now. I don't know how you do that. But he watches everything, Netflix, TV stuff, whatever. And that's the way it's going. It's on-demand stuff. Watch it when you can. I don't know. I kind of like the old way of looking forward to shows like 24. I don't see Person of Interest. Maybe I should go to Hulu or one of those to download them because I like those shows, but don't seem so. They kind of forget about them, but I don't watch that much television. I'm not the typical television viewer, I guess. Do you ever do any downloading? Do you watch stuff out of time, or do you have time to do? You don't have any more time than I do to watch that stuff, right?
No, we live in an amazing time. If you like to watch TV shows, because you can watch just about anything on your own schedule. You don't have to catch it on the night and time that it first airs.
Yeah, right.
And most of the programs that I watch are either on our DVR or I'll stream them online when I have time.
Mm-hmm. What device do you watch them on if you stream them online?
usually on either the network's website, because almost all the networks now put their shows up there after they air,
right,
or on a site like Hulu.
So are you watching them on your computer screen?
Yes.
And how big is your computer screen?
I'm not sure. 20 inches, maybe?
So it's not as big as the regular television. So do you think sometimes there is nuance lost because you can't see the picture as big as if you had one of those things that fills up the, like Richie does, fills up the whole wall at his house?
Well, for a lot of the stuff that I watch are like sitcoms.
Yeah.
And I don't think a whole lot gets lost there.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
For something like Gravity, which I'm interested in seeing, just never did, mm-hmm, I can't imagine seeing that on anything but a
doesn't work. Screen. I can't either. It's great on the big. And that's what I said to this fellow that I was talking about, last night about this. You miss some of the nuance, I think. There is reason to pay, even though these people that run the theaters don't get it because they keep upping the prices. There is reason to go to the theater. There's an experience that you have sitting there with a box of popcorn, especially if it's good popcorn, and just sort of getting into the stream of what's going to come next week. I love watching the previews, for example, and then you get into the movie, kind of puts you in the mood. It's a different feel, frankly. It's a special feel. What else, Kenny?
Let's see. Comments on the military budget cuts we were talking about. Jay says, I can't disagree with cuts, although benefits should be off the table. Start with waste, fraud, and abuse of
contracts. Thank you. That's it. He gets it. Next.
Janet says, it's about time. I just hope the cuts are where they need to be.
Well, you know, one of the things that came out of this discussion this week, how many people remember this is a year ago when the sequester, wasn't it about a year ago at this time, right? Sequester cuts 2% of the budget. That's what this is all about. They're now finally reacting or realizing that the sequester cuts aren't going to be replaced. The 2% is 2%. That's the law of the land. I think a lot of people didn't realize that, didn't remember it, didn't focus on it, whatever. But that's the reason that these cuts take place, and that's the reason they're being cuts across the board, because that sequester, that 2%, did, in fact, deal with the problems of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Can they get rid of? You see, all of these phony politicians and quasi-administrators that just want to chase you around and hack up your life, you pay the bill and they want to screw with you. We have to shut down the swimming pool in the summertime because we don't have enough money to run the pool. Well, of course, if you didn't give your brother-in-law the contract to wash all the windows in the school at three times as much as it really is worth, then there'd be money to run the pool. But because you gave the contract to your brother-in-law and you screwed the voters, but you took care of yourself and your family, that's waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So that's your fault. You should be called on the carpet for it. Probably other examples as well. That's local. National, all the same stuff goes on. You don't think that PALs, people that contributed to Obama's election and re-election, or Bush's before that, or Clinton's before that, you don't think that they got special treatment? I remember, frankly, I'll tell you something that happened to me. I won't give you all the specifics of it, but back in, this is 30 years ago, it was 30, 35 years ago, I ran a bus business. And I had a fundraiser for Governor Ed King. He came to my farm, raised some money, and when it came time to bidding on a contract that the state ran, I got it. And I got it because I got consideration from the governor's friends who knew that I had held a fundraiser for the governor. Is that corruption or just the way it works? Statute of limitations has run out anyway on that, so I guess I can tell the story. That's the way it works. Speaking of Mr. Clinton, the Clinton Presidential Library making available about 5,000 pages of previously unreleased information today about the Clinton administration. The documents are part of a large set of records being prepared for release by the National Archives, expected to include confidential communication between the former president and his advisors, along with records relating to Mr. Clinton's federal appointments. The records could also include communications, including Mrs. Clinton's involvement in her husband's campaigns and administration. You think that'll get used in 2016?
Yeah. President, everything will get used.
Wow. Big stuff. I was trying to figure out, when you see Clinton's name and release, everybody says, oh, dirt time. What are we going to find in there? What's the dirt? 33,000 pages altogether of previously confidential records from the Clinton years could be made public in the coming weeks.
How many pages?
33,000.
Okay. It is amazing to me that so many politicians and their staffs will comb through 33,000 pages of this previously unreleased material, but they won't read the bills that they sign.
I know. That's what everybody's saying about what Kenny's referring to is the reality. These morons in Arizona this week. Now everybody's doing a mea culpa. Oh, I didn't know the bill said that. I never read it. That's what some of the politicians in Arizona are saying now, that they have mud on their face after voting for that foolish bill that keeps it foolish, I say, because they don't legislate stuff like that. But it's become a big screaming controversy because some people just think that we got to tell everybody to believe what they believe. And, you know, you have the right to do that. You know what? If I were running a store in Arizona or any place else running a business, as a matter of fact, I do. I have a farm store, a dairy store on my farm in Massachusetts. And you know what? We've refused to serve people. We have. We reserve the right, as anybody who does own any kind of business. If you don't want to serve somebody, then you don't serve. You can be sued. Okay, so you go to court. I didn't serve this guy because he had, I don't even remember why we didn't serve somebody. We wouldn't let him buy the milk. I don't know why. Who knows? But I'm just saying, I know that we have done that, and it's no big deal. Why they made a big deal out of it, and then they're stupid enough to say they didn't read the bill. Okay, ding, 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 ding. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Eating too much. Let's try this again. Will I get your attention if I start this more slowly? Nah, probably not. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Do what I do. Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn. Reflux helps maintain oral health as well. Go from that after eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How's mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath. Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth, a Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like Tannoy Studio monitors, only $99 each. Or a keyboard controller for your iOS device, starting at $39. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be. Because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Intuit TurboTax, great way for you to do your taxes. We're into that season, of course. End of February is upon us. Tomorrow's first day of March. March Madness, yada, 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 da, 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 da. I guess this would be, let's pop into a story from California again, because Kenny's there, I'm there. Jennifer, when she decides to show up, is here. And a lot of people are interested in what's going on in California. Here's the story of a man with delusions of joining the Taliban. Sentenced to 15 years in a slammer for trying to blow up a bank with a car bomb that he thought would go off, but was actually made of materials that the FBI gave him.
Great.
The FBI seemed to have trapped him. So the guy, let's see here, Judge Virginia Gonzalez says that she was satisfied that the sentence spelled out in a plea deal between Matthew Aaron Lianza and federal prosecutors struck a balance between acknowledging that this fellow from San Jose had mental problems and the need to punish him for his actions. See, if you've got mental problems and you put somebody in jail, you think that those people are going to learn from being put in jail not to do that anymore? Or you think the public is going to pay attention to this? This guy will be forgotten. He will be sitting in a corner for 15 years sucking his thumb, and nothing will be done to help him. If we decide that he's a ward of the state, should we be helping him or just letting him sit in the corner and rot? I don't believe, well, I don't know, is hard to judge whether he's a real danger to society. So a lot of people would say, Kenny, let him rot in jail rather than be out on the street and perhaps try to pull another one of these things off. I think it's confusing sometimes when these things happen, whether or not they would act. Was this guy ever really going to do this, or was it a trap? The FBI somehow or other followed him around and figured that he was a willing participant in whatever this scam was. And so the entrapment question comes up, as it does a lot in these stings. What really is the justice here? Was this guy really a bad guy? Or, and I don't think that question was answered in court, by the way, at all. Is the guy a bad guy?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, I mean, the guy's mental. His IQ is low, and He doesn't have social skills, so he became a patsy in their scam. I don't think this was proper justice at all, frankly. 51 past the hour, and good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
World of technology now in the focus. Tech Talk time on Good Day, Friday, the 28th of February. Shelley Palmer is here working over Google Glasses guidelines. That's a great, I like that for an alliteration.
Very
Google
nice.
Glasses guidelines for how to use the technology. So he's going to talk with you about that. And then a discussion about whether Facebook should ban gun sales. That's coming up here as we talk technology here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google Glass has come under a lot of scrutiny since it was first shown off in 2012. To help make sure its newest explorers weren't giving the device a bad reputation, Google recently put together a helpful list of things to avoid while wearing Google Glass. Now, as awesome as it would be to video your attempt to break the high jump record while wearing Google Glass, Google says please avoid wearing the device while doing high impact sports. It's a costly piece of technology, so be sure to use common sense. Also, don't be creepy or rude attitude while wearing glass, you may make the people around you very uncomfortable. If someone feels weird about you wearing glass, be polite and respectful, and remember, a quick demo can go a long way to reassuring the hesitant. Finally, be ready to answer some questions. Glass is still very new, and chances are people are going to want to know all about it. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice. Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, how many people are interested now? Whenever you discuss gun control, people do sit up in their seats straight as well. A couple of the country's most influential gun control groups in talks with Facebook in an effort to get gun sales banned from Facebook. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, partnered with Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, to put pressure on Facebook to prohibit the private selling or trading of guns on Facebook's platforms. This is pretty widespread. How is this slipping between the cracks? If everybody knows about it, it's not really slipping through the cracks. Just another unregulated way to get at guns. Facebook and Instagram enabling people to sell weapons with no questions asked, no background checks. Did you know that, Kenny? I didn't know you could do that. Thought it was all regular.
Yeah. I think it was recently eBay changed their policy, so you couldn't do that there anymore.
There was a recent sting operation in Iowa. Convicted felon tried to exchange an assault rifle for a handgun on Facebook. Gun dealer was an undercover officer. The felon was arrested and jailed. So, again, another one of these stings, but it does seem this is an obvious hole. Facebook and Instagram are now, if they agree to do this, I don't see that they've agreed yet, but eBay, Craigslist, Google Plus have banned the buying, selling, and trading of firearms without background checks. So if you want to check that article, that information out, if it intrigues you, we have the story posted this week at DougStephan.com. What's new on the Today Show, today's show. Today's show is called, as it was yesterday, the Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.